Welcome to the Knit More Girls podcast, a multi-generational knitting production. This is episode 531 and is brought to you by The Barmaids, Erin Lane Bags, Infinite Twist, Knit Companion, and Plum Deluxe. This week's segments include On the Needles,
Events,
In Stitches,
Mother Knows Best,
When Knitting Attacks,
and so on. Grab your knitting, pull up a chair, and start your row.
Welcome, welcome. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, welcome to the show. And if you are a returning listener, thank you very much for coming back. How's it going this week, Mom?
Excellent, lovey. How are you?
I am pretty terrific. Feeling good. Got some knitting. Got some stuff. So let's go. You've got a bunch of knitting this week.
It feels like I have nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
All right. Would you like me to start or would you like to start?
You start.
Okay. I have made some slow progress on the first sleeve of my Polworth pullover by Isolde Teague. And this is in Neighborhood Fiber Company's Capital Luxury Sport in the Sanctuary City Benefit colorway, which is turquoises and spots of like speckles of dark teal and black. It's just perfect for me. And if you're a San Jose Sharks fan, it's like Sharks colors light.
Huh.
If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm loving working on it. I worked on it while we were watching the Game of Thrones episode because people were spoiling
it. You can
it.
Knit while you're watching Game of Thrones?
It's just stockinette in circles with a decrease every so often because it's a sleeve. I'm actually trying to get that so that I can, I want to, obviously you do the sleeves first because that's part of the construction, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I do that anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So once I finish knitting the sleeves, I'll pull them inside the body. So that they're not flapping around, slapping me.
Like windmills?
Like a windmill, exactly. And
like the sails of a windmill.
Thank you.
Mm.
Thank you for that. And I want to be able to just work on it endlessly in circles. I haven't quite decided if I want to add some darts to it or some shaping or keep that. Did I talk about this already? Or keep it kind of loosey-goosey and casual?
You haven't talked about it.
Okay.
At least not to me.
I'm thinking about adding some darts to the front so that it's more tapered and slightly fitted, though the whole look of it's kind of oversized and casual.
Is it called darts if you're knitting?
Shaping?
It's shaping, yeah.
You can put darts in shaping. Or I'm
in knitting? Darts in shaping. No, you don't.
Yes, you can.
In
short
darts,
rowing.
Darts is when you put two pieces of fabric together and secure it.
Ah.
Short rowing or decreases is shaping.
Wouldn't they be darts if I decreased down?
Dart equivalent, darling.
Dart equivalent. All right. Fair enough. So I haven't quite decided, but I don't have to yet because you don't do that until you're an inch below the apex of the bust. And I'm not there yet. So I have some time to decide and I can try it on with my hopefully handy dandy try it on tubing. So yeah, that's the thing I'm excited about. I really love working on it. I've got a couple of other things that I need to get past the, I mean, it's all ready to go to work on. When I was sick, I swatched for three things and started and made really good progress on my Polworth. And then my Weekender is kind of waiting for my Polworth to get past the sleeves. So that, and then I also need to cast on my descent pullover, cardigan. That's the one I'm doing.
Okay.
I did the swatch.
Oh.
So.
What size was your swatch?
I believe that Captain America wore it.
Oh, excellent.
So it was a Captain America sized swatch. If you don't follow us on social media, sometimes I do some fun things. It's a really good place to see what we're working on. And since we don't do video.
Mm-hmm.
We are on Instagram, Tumblr, Facebook, Twitter. That's all the places you can see stuff that we regularly post to. And we're Knit More Girls there. All right. So now that we've taken care of the here's where you see pictures of our stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What else have you got on the needles?
Well, it feels like I haven't been working on anything.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you why. So I just... The welcome blanket in Barocco Comfort that I'm working on, while I'm watching Project Runway, it takes me one episode of Project Runway to knit a square.
Mm-hmm.
So I counted and I have 25 squares done. which puts me squarely in the middle of season 11.
Okay.
And I'm out of yarn.
Okay, we'll have to order more. Put it on my list.
You have a skein of the light and dark green mm-hmm. at your house
okay.
that I could steal.
Okay. Do you want to start with that?
Like, I can do that.
Okay.
And yeah, so, and I think there's a little bit of yarn floating around with the knitting group.
Okay.
So, yeah, but I'm done. And we finished the purple and lavender.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm working down the green. So we are going to be when it gets warmer, we're going to be ready to block and assemble.
We could do that in the afternoons. It's warm enough to let stuff. It's not cold. It's been lovely. It's been perfect this week. After being swelteringly hot last week, it's been very, very nice since.
Where would you like to block? My house or yours?
Yours.
Okay.
Mine usually goes in the tub after it's outside. And I also don't like to have my stuff drying in direct sunlight. I want it in indirect sunlight.
Mm-hmm.
So, or shade, as people like to call.
Yes.
In the shade on a warm day.
Okay, so let's finish before we start blocking.
Good idea.
Okay. What else have you been working on?
I am nearly finished with the first sock in Oink Pigment's Roy G. Pig colorway to replace the one on our Knitmore Vanilla Sock Pattern for mm-hmm. hashtag Operation Sock Drawer,
mm-hmm.
which is really exciting. I worked on that while I saw Beauty and the Beast this week. And I'm dropping this in conversation because I think it's important, just like it's important to support small businesses and local businesses, to support local theater, because they made this excellent point that 20 years ago, which is surprising to say to me because
now you're not that old.
I am, though, because I was working in tech when he said in 1999, you could see our show at Children's Musical Theater San Jose. And if you saw the production here, then if you wanted to see something, you could go to the Rep across the street. You could go to American Musical Theater San Jose. You could go to, what was the other one? You could go to the ballet, you could go to the symphony he missed in the things that have closed in the meantime.
Mm-hmm.
But we've had like 6 arts organizations in our area shut down since 1999. And part of that's cost of living in the Bay Area.
Mm-hmm.
And other things as well. But he was talking about how it's important to support the arts in different ways. And so I'm just going to start dropping. When we see shows, there's different ways of doing it at different levels if you've got time or energy or you're willing to kind of roll the dice. Our tickets were, I think, $20 when I took Genevieve to see it.
How much does it cost to go to the movies?
I don't know. I usually see a matinee, so it's like $10 maybe now.
Okay.
But I don't know what it is to see a movie at a peak
full
time.
Price. Mm.
So I thought I would drop that in there because I've started seeing a lot of community theater stuff with a friend of mine. And while I had a somewhat less than flattering opinion about community theater before, because I'd seen a couple of productions that didn't meet my expectations, I just thought I kind of threw out the baby with the bathwater about the whole thing. And then one of my good friends invited me to go see a show, and it just like it lit that spark in my heart.
I wouldn't undervalue community theater. Mm-hmm. I saw a production of Fiddler on the Roof at Oak Grove High School. Mm-hmm. And I had seen it professionally done in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And the teenage production, the high schooler production was better. Also, I saw a production of Scrooge.
Christmas Carol
on stage, full price tickets, which was bad.
Mm-hmm. I mean, not every production you're going to see professionally done will be a winner either. We had season, they used to do things that were, and these are worth asking about in your area as well. They did something called the Balcony Club when Andrew and I were first married. first, right before we got married, they started doing this, and it was like it was literally $10 a ticket for season tickets. So it'd be $50 for the whole season.
Yeah.
And that was doable for us. And we did that for years
I joined you for that.
Yes. And so there's different ways of asking how it can be more affordable. Rush tickets, lotteries. Again, with those types of things, you kind of roll the dice whether you're going to be able to see the show or not. But it's more affordable. And this is to tie in with the discussion that I've been seeing online about prices of patterns and paying people for their work, for tech editing and designing and test knitting and things like that. And how do you compensate people fairly, and how do you make things accessible? And by accessible, I mean affordable for people to do. And what does that mean? And I don't have anything intelligent to contribute to the conversation. I'm reading a lot and going, okay. That's interesting. I hadn't considered that. But I don't have anything to add to it, just because that's not really, we don't design. We write up patterns and we give them out for free on the air. And we ask people to kick in a buck if they want a PDF of it. And it goes into the kids' adventure funds for when they're older. But
yeah, but that's a different business model.
Yes, it is. We're not paying test knitters. We're not having test knitters, except that these are things we've done a million times. They're not really beautifully laid out. I mean, I do it in Word. I'm not fancy, guys. You know what I mean? So I feel like anything I have to contribute to the discussion is more or less meaningless. But it's interesting to read about. So if you pop over to Instagram, a lot of it's happening there, and some of it's happening on Twitter as well. Following Instagram stories is very challenging, and I don't have any good tips on that yet. But if I come up with them, I will. Anyway, so I've been trying to think about things that have been affordable or not affordable to me over time. And theater is one of those things that I love, musical theater specifically, that I love so much and brings me so much joy, but also is definitely.
Yeah, you were singing yesterday.
I have been singing since I started seeing shows with my friend in December, like every day. It's all musicals all the time in our house. And the kids are getting exposed to it too, which is really fun for us. So it
used to be all musicals in the house while you guys were in high school.
Okay.
Because
I was super into musicals.
Yeah.
And Sam was my little brother. Yeah. And so, I mean, it's really sweet getting to hear the kids singing and doing stuff. So anyway, bringing this back to knitting, I worked on that one and almost finished the first sock. And I'm trying to finish that because we've got another show we're seeing this week. So I like to have something that I don't have to look at. So, for example, when I go to the movies, I take my Viergeanche because I can lift it up and, like, peek to see if it's a decrease or not a decrease round and then do the rest of it as I go in the movie theater. But if I do that in the theater, it's distracting. So it has to be something that can sit close to my lap and I can work on endlessly in circles, which is partly why I want to get my Polworth there, because I can do a mile of stockinette in the round in the dark. Like, that's my jam. I'm really good at it. I don't know that my weekender could do that, because every other round has a thing.
Okay.
So that is my Knit More Vanilla sock. What else have you been working on?
I've been working on Robin's Hooded Bandana Cowl out of Neighborhood Fiber Company in Studio Chunky in the Reservoir Hill colorway. That's a mouthful. So, and I will talk more about that in a different segment.
Did I mention my Viergeanche?
Yes.
I'm working on that now. Okay. I am making some slow but steady progress on it. I need to weigh it so I can see some progress, because that ball is humongous and it is not looking like I'm making much of a dent into it.
Weigh it.
Yes.
I was telling you I have no knitting.
No knitting at all.
I'm in a place between, it feels like trying to sit between chairs. Done sitting on this one, not quite ready to sit on the other one. And so I want wound yarn for my Spectra pullover. It's a Hohi Locatelli design, Neighborhood Fiber Company, Studio DK, and the colorway is Shades of Gray, which is perfect for the gray place.
that you're in?
That my color choices are in. Mm-hmm. So it's superwash, the yarn is wound, and I need to swatch. And I was going to swatch now, but I'd rather focus on talking.
Okay.
So, and that is all my knitting.
That's it for me as well. All right, let's move on to the next segment. And now a quick word from our sponsors. Love trying new teas? Treat yourself to a Plum Deluxe Tea of the Month subscription. For only $10 a month, you'll receive a hand-blended, all-organic loose-leaf tea thoughtfully chosen for the season. Tea Club members also enjoy special benefits like discounts, free shipping on all purchases, and access to a very loving and supportive tea community. A tea subscription also makes a fantastic gift. Visit plumdeluxe.com/tea to learn more. Mother dearest.
Lovey.
What events will we be participating in and attending in the near future?
May 18th is spinning at the Retzlaff Winery.
You're going. I don't get to go this year.
You're not?
I have a school thing at 5, and it's going to be a very long day if I go to Livermore and then turn around and go to a school thing. I'm very sad to be missing this, but I did promise to do this thing, so. And we know how I feel about sportsing. I will still be enthusiastic and have a good time because I am an aggressive extrovert and I love socializing and going out. And what I've heard is if you think baseball is boring, it's because you're going with boring people. So apparently the whole point of baseball is to hang out and chat with your friends. I could be wrong. Somebody will correct me in the episode thread.
Which school is this?
It's through our school. The whole district is doing it. It's like a hype thing and it's minor league baseball. Which, as you know, is my favorite thing. I would much rather be doing that than drinking wine and spinning at the winery and smelling fleeces. I will miss you. Bring me wine. Bring me wine. Mom will have swag with her. I'll make sure to send her with some goodies to give away. So
am I going by myself?
I'm sure somebody would like to go with you. I know a bunch of our knitting group is going because we scheduled our knitting group around the winery.
Okay.
All right. So we've got that. The next thing.
Stash Dash. May 24th till August 24th. And this is hosted, sponsored.
It is the brainchild of the Knit Girls.
Of the Knit Girls, yes. Also, May 15th, the Knit Girls said they will release their rule change episode.
Okay.
Which I think is important.
Mm-hmm.
And until May 24th, the Knit Girls are doing a clothing conservation month that seems like washing your knits and mending and getting stuff ready to be stored for until the next winter.
I should add that to my list of things I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
For Stash Dash, we have some very important hashtags to observe. One of them is hashtag Team Cute Knitter and hashtag Beat Boston Jen. Because as you may or may not know, she threw down the gauntlet and I accepted.
And you haven't decided what the
prize is going to be.
Yes.
I'll text with Jen and I will ask her. But you can follow this on Instagram and social media with those hashtags. All right, what else?
May 31st until end of August, also again, summer vacation, the two U's are hosting a knot along, which is about playing with fiber and not just knitting and crochet. Expand. And that sounds incredibly
inspiring.
Appealing to me.
Definitely. Yes.
So I'm going to see what's up with that. And July 6th through 28th is the Tour de Fleece, and the training will start May 22nd.
Yes, so we're going to have our 6 weeks of training leading up to the Tour de Fleece. You should participate. It is super fun. We're going to do it. Someone should sew your drive band so that you can do it this year.
Somebody should.
Did you know that a spinning wheel that requires a drive band works much better if it actually has one? That's a pro tip from me to you. You're welcome, listeners.
Without a drive band on my spinning wheel, all I can do is spin my fleece on drop spindles.
Which you like doing.
I do.
So, we have a plan?
We have a tentative plan and a second security plan if plan A doesn't work.
A redundancy plan.
Yes, uh-huh. Redundancy plan. Okay, all right. Good.
Is that it?
That's it.
Let's move on to the next segment. And now a word from our sponsors. Every hobby needs organization. Every project needs a place. Erin Lane Bags helps you turn your fiber pastime into neat and organized endeavor. Our project bags, totes, and needle and notions organizers are everything you need to keep your fiber arts from fraying. You can find links to Erin Lane along with everything else we've talked about in this week's episode in the show notes. Mother dearest,
lovey,
what has you in stitches this week?
I have no knitting, but remember Me Made May?
Me Made May.
I wore the blueberry dress mm-hmm. that I sewed over 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And
I suppose that should count, definitely, because you did make it. And technically, if you sewed it, there are stitches in it. So I'll allow it.
Oh, I'll allow good. It. It's a blueberry print fabric.
Mm-hmm.
It's a knit. It is pretty. And I sewed a slip into it, which makes wearing it much more comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And I showed it off in knitting in sewing class.
Marvelous.
Yes. What did you guys wear?
Genevieve is continuing to wear her Gryffindor scarf and hat. And despite the fact that it's been sunny and springy, it's been a little bit brisk. But because of the hashtag today's knit outfit thing mm-hmm. that's been going on, I was inspired to dig through and wear one of my lace shawls. And I wore my Pearls of Wisdom shawl, and it's a pattern by Brenda Petipa, and the yarn I made it in is handmaiden sea silk. And I made it to wear to a wedding, and it's so fancy and so beautiful, and I just took it and I wore it like a scarf, and you know what? It was awesome. I got so many compliments on it, and obviously that's not the measure of anything, but it felt good to wear it and not be saving it. So I'm going to see about what still fits my life and what doesn't mm-hmm. fit my life, because I'm just saving these to wear.
I remember blocking it.
Me too.
That was a production.
It was. This thing has so many noops. And I remember tracking my progress. Did I talk about how I tracked the progress of this shawl row by row in Excel to make sure I finished it with enough time to block before the wedding I was going to wear it to?
I remember that, yes.
And because I'm competitive, I got ahead of the trajectory and saw how much I could beat. This has been going on for a long time. This ridiculous competition about everything
is with
myself has been going on forever. That's it for now. But I do look forward to wearing the new skirt you gave me. Mom sewed me a skirt, and we have to take pictures because it's not finished until you've got pictures. All right?
Yep.
That's it. Let's move on to the next segment. And now a word from our sponsors. No matter what you need, the Barmaids have you covered from head to toe. Face pudding to keep you smiling, Lolo lips to keep them kissable, probiotic deodorant for keeping you fresh as a rose, O for feet's sake to keep your feet soft and sandal ready, and the Lolo body bar for everything in between. You can find all this and more at bar-maids.com.
This week for Mother Knows Best, we are going to answer a question from the What Do You Want to Hear About thread. Jasmine Lovey, what question are we answering today?
Today we're answering a post from Holti, who writes, simple question. Are you aware of a technique for afterthought buttonholes? Just finished this sweater, but now that I've tried it on, I feel like I'd be able to button it higher. And since I bought two cards of three buttons each, I have a spare. Yes. Elizabeth Zimmerman has an afterthought buttonhole, and it's in, I know at the very least, it's in the baby surprise pullover pattern, because until very recently, people did not know the sex of their baby until it was born, before ultrasounds and things were commonly used. Fun segue, our Berenstain Bears, Birds, Bees, and the Berenstain Bears book that we mm-hmm. read when I was pregnant with Rex to Genevieve talked about them doing x-rays on pregnant women. And
oh, dear.
Well, so we asked my OBGYN at the time about this and if that was how long ago that was, and he couldn't quite pinpoint it. He knew it was before, but he couldn't be like, yeah, it was like 10 years ago. But the ultrasound tech walked us through the history of ultrasounds and x-rays and things like that, and why and when, and it was just fascinating. So anyway,
I remember getting my feet x-rayed at the shoe store when I was little.
Whoa.
There was a machine, and you stuck your feet in there, and a grown-up would look from above, mm-hmm. and you could see if your toes had enough room in the shoe.
That seems a little excessive since I've watched them just palpate it with a finger.
Yeah, now. Well.
Mm. Oh, my goodness. Wow. Yeah. Whoa. Okay, so that's a lot of segues to say, yes, there is one from Elizabeth Zimmerman. It won't match the rest of your buttonholes, though. So you might want to consider that for what it's going to look like. I don't know that you'd want to re-knit the entire band, especially if the sweater's already finished. It is one option. I highly recommend taking some of the leftover yarn, doing a swatch, and practicing the afterthought buttonhole a couple of times. Because as we all know in knitting, once it is cut, it's kind of over. So it's just something to keep in mind for future reference. You could also sneak in a snap back there if you wanted to sew something on and have it hidden and still keep the look, because I'm looking at the photo and the collar hangs open a little bit, and I think a snap would do the job if the afterthought buttonhole doesn't do it for you. Do you have anything you'd like to add? I know people do, but they do buttonholes on the sewing machine in their knits, but you have to be bolder than I am for that. I have not quite gotten there yet.
Again, swatch, mm-hmm. and do a swatch buttonhole, and I would put some kind of tearaway interfacing.
Mm-hmm. To stabilize it?
To stabilize it, and on the underside, so the machine doesn't, the feed dogs don't grab at your knitting.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I've been collecting my swatches in a Ziploc bag. Anytime I find a swatch in an old project bag, or they're randomly around our house, mm-hmm. for some reason and just tucked in different places, I'm putting them in a Ziploc bag so that when I want to practice something like a buttonhole on the machine, I can practice on.
That's a good idea. Also, a technique I came across in probably Threads magazine is you put water-soluble interfacing, mm-hmm. on the top, your fashion fabric.
In the middle.
With the edge that you're going to use. A swatch, not the original, mm-hmm. and then put tearaway interfacing underneath, and you have your fashion fabric secured between two layers,
mm-hmm.
and then you go at it.
Okay. It sounds like you have options. I would love to hear what other people would do in this sort of situation, because I think it kind of varies based on, like, from garment to garment, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Though I do, it does make me anxious to think about doing a sewn buttonhole. But I've seen tons of people do them in their knits. So I should just get over myself and just do a swatch.
Vintage cardigans?
They do it all the time,
routinely,
yeah.
Routinely have, yeah. a button band and a
I
sewn
should see. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Not
I should
at all.
Look in my vintage booklets and see how they finish. Ha, ha, ha.
Good idea.
It's a really good reason to go dig into my patterns in the garage. Mm-hmm. All right. Do you have anything else you'd like to add?
Nope. That's it.
All right. Thank you for submitting your questions. Keep them coming. We love answering them. Let's move on to the next segment. And now a quick word from our sponsors. We all have it. We all snicker about it. Fun fur. Whether it's eyelash boucle or just generally furry, it's hard to find projects for novelty yarn. With a sweet face, spiraling horns, and delightfully rotund body, Friendsheep by Kate Cotter Evans lets you transform your novelty and textured yarns into sweet, fleecy little friends. Pattern available on Ravelry. More info at infinitetwist.com.
It's when knitting attacks!
Mother dearest.
Lovey.
How's your knitting treating you?
I've been attacked by the Robin Hood hooded bandana cowl.
Mm-hmm.
The shape isn't quite right. I've had the issue of not knitting it to gauge.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to frog it and use the numbers from the Maid Marian cowl to make a slightly narrower hood.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to knit it longer because it gives you the dimensions for how deep it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll work for me. And then we'll see what happens.
Okay.
So how about you? How has your knitting been treating you?
Really excellent. I have to say that I made a tactical error that others may relate to. I had had the exact right amount of coffee. So I try to have a cup in the morning and I try to have a cup in the afternoon to kind of keep that momentum going. Uh-huh. And I did all the things. I cleaned and I did laundry and I got dinner prepped and I got everything ready to go. And while Rex was napping, instead of sitting and resting like I normally do, I was chatting with Genevieve and prepping dinner and doing all the things. And by the time the kids went to bed,
you were exhausted.
Yeah, I didn't have the energy to pick up my knitting. So I laid on the couch and watched whatever we were watching, kind of limp. And Andrew said, "Are you feeling okay?" And I said, "I'm just super tired. Like, I just don't. I'm so tired I can't even knit." So that was a tactical error that I won't be making again.
Okay.
So kind of a reverse knitting attack, I suppose. So there we are. Is that it for you?
Lack of knitting attack.
A lack of knitting attack. There we go.
Yeah.
You're good?
Yep.
Let's move on to the next segment. And now a quick word from our sponsors. Have you ever had to frog because you forgot a step several rows back or lost your spot because you dropped your magnet board or lost track with your highlighter tape? Instead of wrestling with paper, use the Knit Companion app. It keeps you on track so you can knit more and frog less. Knit Companion works with all your patterns and is available for Apple, Android, and Kindle Fire devices. You can find links to Knit Companion along with everything else we've talked about in this week's episode in the show notes. Mom.
Lovey.
How is your sewing treating you this week?
Well, I'm working on it. So this week we're working on designs where the sleeves and bodice are in one piece. So we made kimono sleeves.
Mm-hmm.
Original kimono is done with the fabric.
The full width of the fabric?
Yeah, because kimonos are usually done on a 36 centimeter loom.
Okay.
So, which would be 2 or 3 feet wide.
36 centimeters is a little bit more than a foot, I think. Because 10 centimeters is 4 inches. 4 times 3 is 12. That's 36. So it's a foot wide.
Okay.
Just math for you. Oh, but also if you're counting, 4, 10, 12, 36.
Okay.
You're welcome.
So kimonos are done with the fabric,
mm-hmm.
and there are no leftovers when they are done because that's intentional.
Mm-hmm.
Because weaving by hand is an issue.
It is intensely labor intensive.
And so the sleeves are sewn at a right angle
mm-hmm.
to the body of the fabric.
Okay.
And then you have shoulders that are a bit wider than your shoulders.
So like a slight drop?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a Western adaptation. And the shoulder is attached to the sleeve, and there's an angle. It was not fun.
Mm.
And one of my classmates made her sleeve too tight.
Mm.
And it was so tight that she took the sleeve, the arm out of the sleeve mm-hmm. because it was too tight. So the dress forms don't have arms,
mm-hmm.
but there are sewn arms, sewn stuffed arms, with a little triangle on top of the shoulder that you stick that
oh, yeah.
simulate
mm-hmm.
an arm.
Hmm.
So, yeah. And, of course, by the time I turned around, all the sleeves were gone.
All the arms were gone?
All the arms were gone. And I took an arm that you had to hook into.
Like stab it in?
No, it had like latch.
Mm-hmm.
And the form needed to have a corresponding.
But it didn't?
And it didn't. So I pinned it on and mm-hmm. that was challenging. Oh my goodness. So one kimono sleeve and that went okay. And then there was another thing where you pinned the bodice and then attached the sleeve on top of the... Strange. And none of it liked it enough for the amount of work it took.
Hmm.
So it wasn't outstanding. It was just unfortunate.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry to hear that.
So for the final project, I need to drape the dress on the school form and make it out of fashion fabric.
Mm-hmm.
And that will, since I'm making it on a size 10 form, which corresponds to your size.
Hopefully.
We'll have to go buy fashion fabric that you like.
Okay.
And I will be making a muslin to make sure it fits you.
I appreciate it. I love the stuff you've made for me so far.
Yes. So, and when I come home and I'm exhausted, I watch Project Runway, and I'm up to season 11 now. And the current season, I think, is season 19.
Okay, so we're a few years behind.
I have quite a bit of catching up to do. I think I can watch Project Runway when summer vacation starts.
Hmm.
And I was watching, and I was talking to my aunt, telling her that I'm taking sewing classes, and she says, "Oh, don't do sewing classes. You'll get tired." And I was watching Project Runway, and they're sewing all day until 11 o'clock at night. And I thought, yeah, well, if you sew like that, your body will hurt.
It's not sustainable. I mean, that's not, and that's why they do it. So the whole thing about reality shows that I find particularly stressful is they put these very tight deadlines so that people overwork themselves and they're hungry and they're tired. There was a thing. So Project Cornerstone is the social-emotional program they have at Genevieve School. I promise I'll bring it back to sewing. So they say, before you say something, think. And think is an acronym for, is it true? Is it helpful? Is it inspiring? Is it necessary? Is it kind? And then Andrew said something he learned is halt. So think and halt before you speak. And you halt, you don't speak, you stop if you are hungry, angry, lonely, or tired. And on one of those shows, they are, there's food there, but they have to work. And so you see people getting hungry, angry, lonely, and tired. And then it just spins off because you can't make good decisions. And it's hard to, not only is it hard to be creative, but you do make more mistakes when you are tired and stressed out because your brain flips back into less evolved stuff. You like your prefrontal cortex isn't as
it's fight or flight mode.
Yeah, I mean that's where you get to. So the thing that makes it entertaining in a
Schadenfreude kind of way,
an exceedingly Schadenfreude kind of way, is everything falling apart and one person doing well by comparison. So I'm finding shows like that too stressful to watch right now. Maybe it's just where I am, but it's. I don't enjoy watching people artificially being made miserable for other people's entertainment.
Part of what I like this semester of school is the social aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
I have a bunch of ladies I talk to. I bring in a thermos of hot water every day.
Mm-hmm.
And at break, before break, I brew my tea and I offer hot tea to the people around me.
Mm-hmm.
And it is wonderful.
Yeah.
And they dig up their snacks and share. And there's camaraderie.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
And I like when I see shows where people are working together. People have said a million times over that Great British Bake Off is great, and I need to give it another try.
I like it.
Well, it's got some, I just need to be able to be in a better headspace when I watch it than I was the first time. But it's just one of those things where I really enjoy cooperative stuff as opposed to, like, I like competitions where everyone is at their best. I think that's the most entertaining to watch.
I think the Great British Bake Off, they don't give away a prize.
Mm-hmm.
So there is no reason for backstabbing.
Okay. Well, we'll
you I'll, win I'll, because you do the best work.
Yeah.
Not because there's a $10,000 or $100,000 prize. I added up what they were giving out in season 11, mm-hmm. and it's $200,000 worth of...
Kitchen stuff?
No. This is Project Runway.
Oh, sorry.
Cash prizes, a car...
Stuff. And they get a job, too.
An electronic suite.
Yeah.
And... So just the prizes they get is like $200,000 mm-hmm. plus the opportunity to have your work showcased and sold at a fancy department store.
Which is an yes, amazing it's more opportunity.
Income, yes.
Yeah.
So yeah. So I don't like the backstabbing and stuff.
I wish it was more about the fashion and less about the drama.
And season 11 is the team challenge series of mm-hmm. episodes, which sometimes work and the rest of the times is an unmitigated disaster because they pair people together who don't want to work together.
Of course they do.
Yeah. So
anyway.
And today I have a quiz at school.
All right.
It sounds like we've come to the end of our seam.
This week, we'd like to thank The Barmaids, Erin Lane Bags, Infinite Twist, Knit Companion, Plum Deluxe, our supporters, but most importantly, you, our listeners. Absolutely everything, and I mean everything, we've talked about in this week's episode can be found at the show notes, which are located at knitmoregirlspodcast.com. And you can send any comments, questions, or feedback to me, Jasmine, J-A-S-M-I-N, at knitmoregirlspodcast.com.
Or me, Gigi, G-I-G-I, at knitmoregirlspodcast.com.
You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, Periscope, YouTube, Tumblr, Spotify, and Pandora as KnitMoreGirls. And if you haven't already joined our Ravelry group, you absolutely should. It's full of amazing people and fantastic conversation. Remember, this is Jasmine.
And Gigi.
Telling you to knit more.
At JCPenney, we make fashion count for everybody and everybody. Get pieces that fit and flatter at prices that feel good. Mix easy on cargos with breezy tops or polish your look with soft suiting. Step into JCPenney brands that get you, like St. John's Bay and Worthington, each in women's petite and plus sizes too. Guys, you're good to go in brands like Mutual Weave, J. Farrar, and Stafford. Style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count. Yeah.